It's Mornings with Dablo on the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
Hey, good morning. We're back. We got some sunshine here, 66 degrees. Welcome to middle of the week. Thank you for waking up with us. My name's Dablo here in my little radio hut. And one of our favorite groups around here, Operation Zero, got Tater, Arcade, and Corbin in this morning to talk with me this morning. And Arcade, we're going to start with you. This stinks. I only get to talk with you once a year, okay? But I'm glad you came in this morning, my friend. Good to see you again.
Yeah, well, we're going to try to make it more often then, because you know,
I hope you do.
Awareness.
Well, and we're going to keep pulling you in here as often as we can too. Hey, you got a couple of great events coming up.
Yep.
Let's start with your pancake breakfast. Tell me about this.
We got a pancake breakfast, July 20th, from 9 to noon. It's at the community center, and it's free will donation.
Okay.
Got pancakes, eggs, sausage, bacon, juice, coffee, milk. If you come down to it, you can enter your chance to win two tickets for our Bikes and Brews.
And we're going to get to that.
Yep.
But Arcade, for people that don't know, okay, people listening and going, okay, what is kind of thumbnail, what is Operation Zero about?
Operation Zero is about raising awareness for veteran suicide. 22 veterans every day try to take their life.
It's too much.
And we try to bring that number down to zero. Obviously, zero is never going to be an achievable goal, but we raise money for the veterans in our local area, specifically our local area. And we help out where federal funding isn't available, like the VSOs or all the rest of them. They're limited to what they can help, and they'll sometimes reach out to us to see if we can help out with other stuff.
Right.
Whether it be a hotel stay or a veteran needs gas in their car, a veteran that's really in need, that's struggling. But our main goal is to get them support for mental health through the Vet Center in Fargo, VA, stuff like that. If they need a ride, we're available to give them a ride.
You've got resources.
We got resources,
I love hearing that. And again, pancake breakfast, folks, get that on your calendar, July 20th, 9 until noon going on at the community center.
Right after church if you're still hungry.
Good stuff, yeah. And then you get registered to win tickets. Well, let's move on to Bikes and Brews, and then we can circle back. What's happening there?
Bikes and Brews, we have a big band this year. We have Tripwire, and they're from 7 to close. We have silent auction items, bag tournament, biker mom bake sale, vendors, food trucks, kids coloring contest, test, bike raffle, and more. I couldn't even tell you how many more. We got the two trucks coming from, what was that called again?
Stock Center.
They're bringing the Tomb of the Unknown.
Okay.
And then the Vietnam Vet Traveling Wall.
Wow.
To town.
Well, I can tell you one thing. I was out on the street with you guys last year, last summer, and man, that is a good time.
Yeah.
And again, be definitely well worth taking in.
Yep. It's a drive-in car show, ride-in bike show, and cost nothing to enter them. It's free will donation, and it's always just a great time.
August 16th, folks, again, get that on your calendar, going on right here in downtown Wahpeton, correct?
Yep.
Okay.
Still looking for sponsors if anybody's. We've got a lot of plugs out there trying to find some more sponsors, but do you mind if I give a shout-out?
No, go ahead.
Shout the mic's out to, yours. Quite a few of them, Nordic Electric, Giggles and Grins, Dakota Veterinary Hospital, FCCU, Kratz Family Outdoors, Interstate Engineering, Rollins Plowing, TNG Sanitation, Firehouse Pub, Sporties, and Driftwood. With all our sponsors, they're our contributor and our helper, and
you can't do much without
can't
them.
Do without right. Can't do without them. Yep.
So how's that make you feel? You got a lot of friends too that are kind of willing to step up and support you guys in what you're doing, because it's fantastic.
Yeah, I mean it feels great. I mean, it's almost chilling sometimes.
Yeah?
Spine chilling. It's great to know that there's more people behind us, too.
Absolutely. Well, and again, the mental health of veterans, that's what you're looking out for.
Right.
And again, providing resources where they might not always have them, and being able to point them in the right direction.
Yeah, that's a big one.
Good stuff. Okay, listen, you're coming back. I'm gonna haul you back in here a couple more times, and we're gonna talk more. Can we get you in next week too? I'll get you something. I'll get you scheduled somehow.
Yeah.
But if we get you back in next week, talk about the pancake breakfast and the bikes and brews.
Yeah.
And then we're gonna be hopefully we're gonna be partnering with you guys on a lot of other things too, where we can kind of be your mouthpiece.
That'd be awesome.
There you go.
Tater, you're getting two or four bikes, right, for that kid?
Tater, step up to the mic, my friend. Good morning. Thanks.
We're going to have four bicycles for the kids' raffle.
Okay.
So there's be a couple mountain bikes and a couple 20-inch bikes.
All right. They put you in charge of the raffle. Is that the idea?
Yep.
Okay. Because you're the guy to get things done, I would imagine.
Yep.
Right? How many years have you been? How many years have you been involved with this, Tater?
Oh gosh, we've been doing this about for 9 years.
Okay, yeah. Okay. So you're definitely invested in it too.
Oh yeah.
What's your favorite part about this? About doing all this stuff?
Just making the awareness for all veterans, you know, and make sure we help out with everybody.
Right. Make sure everybody's okay.
Yep.
Yeah, that is huge. Guys, listen, I wish we had more time, but like I say, we're going to get you back in here. We're going to talk more about pancake breakfast and bikes and brews. I'm going to get this on our promo sheets, too, so we can talk about this every day.
Yeah, and a huge shout-out to the ladies. All of our wives are the coordinators of this whole event, so...
Smart guy. Yeah, give them a shout-out, too.
Well, they're the ones that... really make this wheel turn. They go through it with the coordination.
Right, oh, right, right.
With the coordination of them helping us, we're the face of it.
You need that support. Oh, you know, 100%. You need somebody holding you up too.
100%.
So. Well, listen, guys, again, thank you so much for being on the show, and we will talk to you. Hopefully we can get something scheduled for you next week. Anything else you want to add, RK, before we sign it off?
Come down and have fun.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's a big one.
Kind of what you're all about, and
yeah.
And raising awareness. All right, guys. Thanks much. I appreciate it. 9:48 here, the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
Can a simple word in your father's will make the difference between a fortune and nothing? The judges frowned over that one in the case of the incredible if. I'm Curtis Howard with today's Point of Law. Barker Mason was a brilliant and successful inventor. Major companies hired him to solve their technical problems, and Barker was almost always successful. Needless to say, he became very, very rich, counting his royalties in the millions of dollars a year. Barker was also temperamental, arbitrary, and dictatorial with those around him. He had antiquated ideas about the attention a father should get from his child. In this case, the child was 24-year-old Susanna. Barker objected strongly to her marrying Greg Peterson, a rising